Welcome back to this carrier update. Talked earlier about spot rates and fuel. Now we're looking at volumes and rejection rates. We're still kind of in the zone here. You know, you get the dip as we see the holiday, but start to see signs of life.
This is the dip. This first leg right here. This is where we add in that zero value day. If we took this piece right here and moved it back up to here, we could see what's going on. So as we moved into this zone, volumes did drop some. They planed out and they picked back up, but they're probably maybe just a little bit below. So if we took this right here and guessed at it over here, it would be just a little bit below where we are, where we were. So probably somewhere around that 7,500 for dry vans right now. So we're down just a little bit, but we're heading into January. It could get worse. Rejection rates. Now, I lost the bet with Tony.
Uh-oh.
I said they were probably not going to get above 5% this year. Well, they did break it. It was a late break, but it was basically Christmas Day. Between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, they broke 5% for a few days, but now they've fallen back down to 4.72%. Where are these going? They're going probably back down to 3%.
Yep.
It's going to take, you know, this week, I said there's going to be some disruptions this week, which could hold this up for this week. That's why I say keep upward pressure on your spot rates for this week. But once we probably get into next week, they're going to start falling rapidly back down towards that somewhere around, not 3%, but near 3%, maybe a little bit above, kind of where we were kind of pre-holiday season.
I think that's something important to watch because you're hoping for a sustained rally, looking at, you know, pricing power, market shift. And, you know, right now we're still capacity driven. And this is the contract market. What's fascinating with the contract market is, sure, capacity has grown, not to the extent that we see on the spot, because barriers to entry, you know, your Walmart's, Home Depot's, and Procter & Gamble's don't talk to a one-truck fleet. They talk to a 10,000-truck fleet. And so going back down, I think what you're saying, we're in for a little bit more of a longer winter. And I think that's the biggest challenge, because for folks on the spot market, you would really like to see this higher so you can get some of those crumbs that are coming off.
And I expect even this year that, you know, we're going to see part of the reason we're going to see a reduction in contract freight rates is not because of shippers. Right now, we're looking at 4.70% rejection rates, so almost a 95% acceptance rate. If we move that down to around 3%, we're looking at a 97% acceptance rate. How far into the routing guide do shippers go?
Yeah.
One. If you're number two, maybe three. So when contracts start to renew, I think everybody's going to be fighting for that number one position on certain lanes. And the way they're going to do that is they're going to start fighting with each other, and they're going to start reducing their own rates to try to get down to number one. Because if you're at number two, you're not getting the volumes that you're going to want. So that could be a tricky play this year. Like I said, we talked about, you know, in previous years how shippers push rates down, but we don't think they're really pushing rates down this year. They want to kind of help keep good rates with good carriers to keep this volatility out when the market starts to swing and get their freight moved. Well, I think it's going to be a fight still, but it's going to be between the actual carriers.
What's the biggest fear? Is you can see an incumbent and you have the second in the routing guide. They volunteer for extra volume. You don't take as much. Shipper noticed the service level is really good. The compliance rate is great. I mean, it's good to be the king, but also sometimes you're on a wobbly stool, and I think you're completely right. The shipper doesn't have to do much to push down right now.
With rejection rates still high, we're going and looking at lead times. Lead times is kind of how shippers are reacting to the current market conditions. We saw them push way up here. Expected holiday season. They're probably out there on Thursday and Friday trying to book freight that's going to cover for Tuesday and Wednesday. So that a long weekend, that kind of extends that an extra day right there already. So they're fighting to get that freight cover. We saw it push up over 3.3 days. And we're currently on the way back down, but at 2.85 days. We're not back to where we were pre, which is around that 2.5 day mark. But this has kind of shown us the pressure's coming off shippers. They don't feel like there's a lot of pressure on them, which we'll also see again with rejection rates starting to tip back down.
There's not a lot of reason. We have too much capacity. I can send it to you 2 days, because what's the rush? If you don't take it, there's like five others who will.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit elevated still this week.
Yeah.
But I expect for these carriers to have all this backlog straightened out by Friday. They're going to be ready to run for Friday, Saturday, and starting, you know, next week, they'll have it all cleaned out, everything caught up. It's just going to take them a couple of days. So we'll see this right now. They may struggle today, maybe tomorrow, everything's gonna be good by Friday. We'll see this drop back down and these carriers are gonna be moving. Let's try to get one more chart in here. Volumes, what we expect the volumes? Again, right here, this is where we are. This is the beginning of the year, so we're at this side of the chart now. We'll see this pick back up as soon as we get through this 14-day period. This is a 14-day period because of Christmas and New Year's together, 7 days and 7 days. But as volumes pick up, we might see it kind of struggle here the rest of January and kind of plane off here. It's going to be very similar to last year, but maybe hopefully a little bit higher at least.
I think that's the big thing to watch because we are seeing some upward movement, but with that trough, especially in that window, I mean, you know, there's people still on vacation right now, especially even drivers. So that's something curious to see is because 2022 was a little bit better. It was obviously below 2021, but it was much better than, you know, the 2020 and 2019. I'm throwing a bunch of numbers out here. But at the end of the day, I think that will we return back to that baseline or has consumer demand changed to an extent that, well, even if it's worse than 22, they're still better than what it used to be?
I think, you know, we're definitely going to see the bottom here.
Yeah.
Now, is there going to be a quote, you know, recovery, a boom? No. We're just going to run like a, you know, where we are at those rates, at those costs until capacity rights itself.
Buckle up, folks. That is it for this carry update. Thanks so much, Donnie. We're going to be here two more times in the second hour. But until then, going to toss it over to Bill and Anthony for our next guest.